The multi-platinum selling indie pop band AJR has been filling arenas across the country this summer with its quirky hits.
Here we go.
So put your best face on, everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang, let's go out with the bang.
AJR is also trying to inspire those fans to take direct action to help reduce the impact of human-caused climate change. NPR's Chloe Viltman recently caught up with the band to find out how the experiment is going.
Thousands of AJR fans throw their hands up in the air as they send a rippling wave around the arena at a recent Denver show, instantly uniting the room.
Can we actually capture that power in the concert space and make use of it to get people to do something more?
AJR bassist Adam Mett also runs the climate advocacy and research nonprofit Planet Reimagined. When he says he wants fans to do something more, he's talking about the over 700 letters and postcards AJR fans sent to Utah legislators while seeing the band on tour in Salt Lake City.
Calling on them to decrease water diversion from the Great Salt Lake.
The nearly 200 at a Chicago concert who wrote to lawmakers,
urging them to pass the Illinois Clean Jobs platform.
And the roughly 40 who left voicemails for Missouri senators at the show in St. Louis campaigning for cleaner energy sources. Those seem like tiny numbers, but it makes an impact, says Bradford Fitch. He heads the Congressional Management Foundation. His group has done research on outreach to lawmakers.
So if 30, 40 or 50 people are in a live setting and they're being encouraged to support a particular nonprofit's agenda, and they all send emails at the same time, that is definitely going to get the attention of lawmakers, because that's unusual. That doesn't happen very frequently.
A growing number of artists are working to educate fans at concerts about human-driven climate change. They're talking about it from the stage, as Billie Eilish did at last year's Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago.
You know that most of this show is being powered by solar right now.
And inviting activist groups to share information at concert venues. Lara Seaver is with Reverb. The company works with touring artists on their environmental efforts.
Most of our partner tours have fan actions and things that they can do on site.
But AJR wants to inspire fans to take concrete, policy-focused local action right there in the space.
I think the thing that makes AJR stand out is in every single market, we have something very local and meaningful and impactful happening.
AJR's tour ended in early August. More than 20,000 audience members participated in policy-related environmental actions along the way. AJR's Adam Mett says he felt confident they would be responsive. Ticket buyers for concerts by the likes of Taylor Swift, Beyoncé and Dave Matthews Band were polled in a recent study by Planet Reimagined, and the majority said they'd be open to taking climate-related actions at these events. Mett says the findings highlight what artists should do to be effective, like be relevant to the local community.
If it's affecting them and their community personally, they're so much more likely to take action.
And model those actions themselves, as in this video announcement right before AJR takes the stage at Denver's Ball Arena.
Join AJR and take climate action for your community right now.
Fans can use their phones to scan a QR code displayed on screen to support a campaign aimed at phasing out fracking, a contentious issue in Colorado. The process is used to extract oil and gas. It generates wastewater and emits toxic pollutants and methane, which is a major source of planet-warming pollution. But it's big business.
We have a campaign here to phase out fracking here in the state.
Out on the concourse, Chelsea Alexander is chatting up fans. She's with 350 Colorado, the local climate change nonprofit that's running the campaign.
If you just scan this QR code, it takes you to a form that takes about 20 seconds to complete.
AJR fan Robin Roston stops by.
You know, I think it's a good way to get boots on the ground, chatting with real people who are here to enjoy music and connecting that with helping the environment.
The fact that everyone around us is doing something makes us dramatically more likely to do it ourselves.
That's social and environmental psychologist Cindy McPherson France. But France says it's not easy for fans to sustain enthusiasm for such things after coming down off that big event high.
You could get all excited about calling your senator or voting at the rock concert, and then you go home and you forgot all about it, and then it just completely evaporates.
Still, big live events really do whip up communal energy. Remember the wave at the AJR concert in Denver? France says simply getting fans to talk about climate change at a concert is a win.
the power of bringing people together and giving them the sense of I am not alone is a huge antidote to the hopelessness and the helplessness that comes from being isolated.
France says climate change is inherently a collective problem, so it can only be worked on collectively. Chloe Veltman, NPR News. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to go. Here we go. So put your back.